This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military struck a school and a nearby house in Gaza City on Wednesday, killing at least three people and wounding 15, the territory's Civil Emergency Service said. Israel's military has leveled swaths of the Palestinian enclave since the start of the offensive in Gaza in October 2023. Lebanon's Hezbollah on Wednesday launched more than 50 rockets, hitting several private homes in the Israeli annexed Golan Heights. The attack came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar as he pressed ahead with the latest diplomatic mission to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza, even as Hamas and Israel signaled challenges remain. Diplomatic efforts had redoubled as fears grow of a wider regional war after the recent targeted killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, both blamed on Israel and threats of retaliation. Russian authorities said Moscow has come under one of the largest attacks by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, and that it destroyed all of them, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Russian authorities say Moscow's come under the largest attack yet by Ukrainian drones since the start of fighting in 2022, overnight destroying 45 of them. On his Telegram channel, Mayor Sergei Sobyanin said all of the drones were destroyed because strong defenses had been created around the capital. Some Russian social media channels shared videos of drones apparently being destroyed by air defense systems, which then set off car alarms. The drone attacks come as Ukrainian forces are continuing to push into Russia's western